This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They've been talking about this at the All-Star Game. They've been talking about this for a while, and it's the DH coming to the National League. Now, Rob Manfred said he thinks, and he's the commissioner of baseball, it'll be status quo moving forward. Tony Clark, who's the head of the MLBPA, the head of the players' reps, and pretty much the head of the MLBPA in terms of the speaking voice for them. So Tony Clark says that there's never been as much groundswell as there is right now. Of course, he's going to say that because he wants there to be another high-priced job, and he wants there to be another job added to the National League. I don't see why it isn't there. I mean, I'll go back to that, and I know that we've kind of beat this drum, or at least I've beat this drum before. If for anything other than uniformity, rules uniformity, you could talk about banning the DH. You could talk about pitchers need to be athletes too and all that kind of stuff. It confounds me that you play for the same championship and all the teams play the same schedule. They go and they play each other and you have two different sets of rules. That to me trumps the whole argument. And they're not going to get rid of it in one league. When did it come in? 72, I think it was.
73. Whatever. I mean, it was like 40. It was 45 years ago, something like that.
It's too far gone to ever get rid of in the American League.
No, because like you pointed out, if you look at the average, I'm just gonna ballpark this at about 10 million, like 8, 9, 10 million is what the average designated hitter is paid, and it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. The only way to make it uniform is to adopt the DH in both leagues.
Right.
That's the only way.
And I think if there's ever a time, now's the time to go ahead and push it in. It's going to take a soft launch. It's going to have to be pushed into the you're going to have to probably give a compensatory pick to the National League teams and a high compensatory pick, kind of a sandwich pick in between the first and the second rounds to have them draft an additional draft pick. You're also going to have to, I don't know, maybe expand the rosters, maybe another job.
Why would they need an extra draft pick? It should be
the National League teams?
It should be easy to just add. You have players.
Because they haven't been preparing for it for years.
Well, don't DHs develop from guys that can no longer, in most instances, can no longer play a position? They're mostly veteran players.
Maybe, but the American League, for me, would have a head start because they've been developing a DH in the minor leagues where the National League wouldn't have been developing a player in the
okay,
National
League. Okay,
well,
I can see that maybe the National League.
Like a guy like Will Craig, right?
Yes.
He, in an American League system, Brad Eldred comes to mind, someone like that.
Big Country.
Osuna comes to mind.
Okay.
In an American League system, he may be developed just to DH all the way through after a certain level.
And minor leaguers use DH, I think, almost.
They do.
They all use DHs.
The National League is the only level of baseball in pretty much all baseball where the pitcher has to hit. And so that's why I think that they would maybe do well with an added little bolster to kind of catch up, even a 3 or 4 year period where they would have an extra pick.
Okay. I mean, I the National League teams wouldn't turn that down.
No.
But if I had the American League, I'd say, well, wait a minute, you guys got plenty of DHs. You just haven't used them as DHs.
But it is a position.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
It has to come to the National League soon. And I think it will. I think it will in the next 5 to 7 years. And Rob Manfred can't. He says it's going to be status quo. I don't think he can go too far down this road and neglect what the Players Association wants. And the Players Association wants this. No matter what Verlander says, and Verlander said it the other day that he'd like to go back to where pitchers hit. Well, he's only pitched in the American League. It's easy for him to say.
That's true.
It's another guy that he could get out, and then he doesn't have to stand up there and hit right now. So it's easy for a guy like Verlander to say because it makes his job easier to get a guy out whose batting average is going to be .084. You know, what the
sure.
heck is Verlander going to say? I still wonder in this town, though. And again, I love Greg and I love Bob and I love the Pirates announcers. How many people really, really want to ban the DH, or how many people want to be part of a cool club that they hear somebody say on television? Because I honestly think that's
sure.
part of it.
I'm not sure. As I've said many times, like you said, we've talked about this a bunch. I do like the National League game. there are some aspects to that that involve, you know, some strategic thinking. Although I think it was Jim Leland who said it's actually more difficult to manage pitchers in the American League because there's never an automatic situation where you have to make a pitching change based on when the pitcher spot comes up in the order. It actually makes it easier for you to decide when to take out a pitcher. I do like the National League game, but it's about time to make it the same so that all games are the same.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.